You've got a new EP out. I think it came out about this time last week.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 7 new songs. Oh, actually, I think a couple of them we might have known already. They might have already been out. But how pleased are you with the EP?
I'm super stoked. I'm really happy with it. I think it's probably the best thing I've done yet.
Right.
Which, you know, it's been really... It's nice usually by this stage of, you know, once they're released, I'm usually pretty over all the songs. But with this one, you know, it's been... you know, I can still listen to it and not get...
So... It's called Time Zones. I was reading somewhere that there's a fair amount of it is based or sort of commenting on your relationship where your partner's on the other side of the world. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that is. Sorry, you cut out there for a quick second, but I think I got you now.
Yeah, it sounds like you did. Yeah, about your relationship and being on the other side of the world.
Yeah, well, I guess that's kind of a lot of the inspiration came from, from there. So... I can't say the word time zones. It's the track Time Zones was like kind of written after, you know, she had to go because of COVID. And then there's been a few, like a lot of the other tracks on there are kind of inspired by just, you know, funny things in a relationship. One was like a bad dreams, was the first track on the record. And that she just had a bad dream. I was being a bit of a twat apparently in her dream. I was getting the heat in real life, and I was like, "What?
Yeah,
going on? I didn't do that, but you know." So yeah.
And I've been enjoying Middle Ground. So, and is that also about that?
Yeah, that was kind of like, that was inspired by the, like, you know, there's so many, because she was over there. And I, like, it's so hard to be in, she's from Berlin, so it's quite a far, you know, it's obviously quite far away.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were just trying to find this middle ground where we could, like, kind of be together without having, like, anything kind of in the way.
Yeah.
Whether it being, like, a visa or, like, I've got, you know, I got to do family stuff, or I got to study here, or I got to work, or, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of what inspired that track. But it's nice now because she's got good partnership visa, so you probably see her around town.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
And I've just realised now that you've written all these songs, you're going to spend a lot of time talking about your relationship in the media, by the look of it.
Yeah. It's funny, eh? I like, you don't really think about that.
Well, it's not why you do it, is it? It's not why you write the songs.
No, well, I'm like, well, because, you know, it's a great source of inspiration, but then, like, it comes to, like, yeah, I guess there's quite a lot of personal stuff on there, so then it comes out into the world, and you're like, ah, that's right, you know, I've kind of told everybody now.
Yeah,
But, you know, that's all part of it, I guess.
So is there a particular song, like if I was going to play a song later on, a particular song that you're wanting to people to focus on or hear at the moment?
I don't know, man. Like, I guess Time Zones is cool, but pretty happy with all of them, mate. I think what would it Raglan like? Off it. I feel like, you know, there's kind of like a song for everybody. I feel like, and some of them are quite different from each other. So there's a cool like dub track called "The Sky on My Head" on there.
Yeah,
it's a bit more laid back, but. Bad Dreams is also a bit freaky.
Actually, some of the comments I've been reading, some of the comments are sort of complimentary about your ability to go across genres, which is what's happening in this EP.
Yeah, I think I was really happy with how it came out with this one, because I've tried, you know, in the past I've struggled with that, like wanting to do so many different genres, but tying the bow, you know, on it. Packaging it all up is kind of tricky, but what I did this time is I had a few songs, and then I went to the States and worked with this guy Dave Hammer, and we wrote kind of the bulk of it within like 2 weeks and recorded it there, and then he co-produced on like the other two or three tracks that some other guys, other producers had done.
Yeah, so yeah.
That kind of like reined it all in a little bit, to having the same like sonics just feeling in the same vibe, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it all kind of, it sits together like a group.
Yeah. So even though one's like 138 BPM and it's just like kind of a freaky like funk track Motown thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's kind of something like middle ground, it doesn't feel too far away. I think.
Your record company's investing a fair bit in you. They're sending you over there, and like last time I saw you here in town, you had a crew with you because you've been filming out at Soulscape, and you're filming around town. Like, they're pretty good and supportive.
Yeah, man, they're great. I like spending their money. Well, like, I think the nice thing is that I've realized as well is that, you know, when you, over the project, over this project, is when you have a very clear idea of everything that, you know, I'm working with a fairly big team, you know, like, it's not too big, but, like, there's a few people that are working around me. But, like, you kind of have to be, like, the center point, like I have to lead the vision, like no one's got the vision, you know. So in the past I've struggled with, like, maybe it's a confidence thing, or, you know, where it's just like I don't want to be that guy who's, I don't know, you know, stepping up to the role. Maybe I feel like too big for my boots or something.
That's a very New Zealand thing. Yeah.
But now I'm just like, look, just step up to the role, just do it, you know. It's not like, it doesn't change, it's just means that people can, I can get across the ideas and people will start to support it a bit more, and if they can see it's clear and every, like, they get behind it, you know. I feel like that's another, with the, like, record labels and stuff, is when you don't have an idea, that's when they start, like, getting annoying and start trying to make you do weird stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're very clear about what you want to do, then it's, that they will pay.
Yeah. they'll pay for you to do your vision.
Yeah, pretty much.
But this is Benny's record company, isn't it? So this is not an average record
partly,
company.
But it also is Universal.
Right. Well. Okay.
Yeah. They're doing, I don't know, quite closely with the Universal as well now. So
yeah. So I had something else I wanted to ask you about. It's always, it's harder to tell how someone's doing these days because there's so many different charts and all these different things and different ways of thinking about it. But I did see a couple of weeks ago that you'd done a like a version with Triple J FM, and I thought that's significant.
Yeah, that was a nice like stepping stone for me, I think.
Yeah,
especially over there, which was cool. I've always wanted to do one of those. Like, I've been watching those like a version since I was about 13 or something. So.
Yeah.
Love them. I'm like, oh man, you know. And I think there's only been like maybe, you know, two or three Kiwis, I'm pretty sure. Like Broods did one,
yeah.
Benny's done one, and I think Tiki Tane did one like ages ago.
Yeah,
I don't really know anybody else has done one, so I was like, I was pretty stoked. I was like, yeah.
yeah. And I had a look around. I thought, okay, I know lots of people have done it. I looked who's done it, who else has done it, and I saw Billie Eilish had done one. I thought, okay, this is that just reinforces how serious this is, really.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the platform, I watched, I don't know if you've heard of this artist called Ray.
She
did one the week before me. Yeah. I was like, oh, it kind of psyched me out a little bit. I watched that, and she did that Nina Simone track, and it was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, what it, like, it was really last minute as well, the whole, like, I only found out I was doing it about 2 days before I was going to.
Really?
Like, on tour in Australia.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So I had to pull together, like, the band and, like, figure out a song to play, and, like, it was, you know.
Yeah, and like, you chose a Tame Impala track. Why did you choose that?
Well, I was just, like, it was my favourite Aussie band.
Oh, yeah, right.
The whole, you know, that I think that I could, you know, cover. Song, and I was just like, Tame Impala. It was quite quick. Like, I didn't really have much time to like lollygag around. I was just like, yo, I like the song, sweet, let's do this. Which I think was helpful, because, you know, with these kind of opportunities, I tend to overthink them quite
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, like, so you really could overthink that.
Yeah, when you did, like, I actually did at one point, after I saw the Ray one, I was like, oh no, we got to change the song, we got to do this one, you know, like, and then went back on myself. I was like, no, just hold your line, it's yeah. fine, no, just relax.
Yeah, and you've got a good, like, your band is a regular bunch of people you're working with, and they're ready to do anything?
Yeah, yeah, man, they're great. Like, it's like the core of my band is like the drums and the bass, and then the other guys are additionals, people who have come in. I work with them a lot. Some of them play with me live on some of the bigger shows. And then I got these two singers over in Sydney, two of my mates over there, and yeah. they just great. So it just made it real easy. It's so nice having them, because we only had to practice for about, we only got like a 5-hour practice or something in Sydney.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's got to be, yeah, you've got to be able to work with them well.
Yeah, yeah. To do like, that. You just kind of depend, like, it's so nice that I can just be like, look, this is the song, these are the parts, and you just know they're going to be able to play them.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask how you're feeling about all the things that go on around becoming relatively famous, because when last time I interviewed you, which was probably a couple of years ago, you'd just been up to, I think you'd had this recent experience of being up in Auckland, and these teenage girls had seen you and they'd run at you and literally knocked you over.
Yeah.
So have you got kind of used to this sort of thing by now?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, yeah, I'm slowly getting more and more used to it, like the photo stuff and the, like,
yeah.
you know, sometimes it's pretty funny, like, I went to Laneway, though, and that was probably the first time it got a little bit overwhelming, I think.
Yeah?
I think they were probably, I wasn't even playing, but I think I probably had, like, maybe, like, 150, 200 people come and say hi. It was just, like, photo after photo after photo. My poor girlfriend had to take all of my notes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. She was there just, like, snap, snap, snap. And it was, you know, it was really cool to, like, see, but I was like, man, that's, like, I was fully sober. And there was heaps of, like, you know, pretty out of it people.
So yeah,
I think that was probably the first time I was like, oh, I think I had enough, you know. I think I might have to go on.
Yeah. Do you still get... When you come back to Raglan, is it still like this is the place you get treated like a normal person?
Yeah, it's pretty chill. Like, it's pretty chill. Every now and again, you know, pop down to the supermarket and someone I don't know will be like, oh, you know. And the younger crowd are pretty funny as well. Sometimes they're like, wow. But yeah, it's super chill.
The reaction's interesting. Like, my youngest daughter was, she and some of her friends from school a couple of years ago went up to the concert. I think it was the one Benny did, and you were the support act. And they were talking yeah. to some other kids in the crowd that they just started chatting to, and they said they were from Raglan, and they were like, oh man, do you know Meraki? Like, they were all really excited, and they were all blasé. They're like, yeah, we've seen him around town. And someone was like, oh, he's been around to my house. He's friends with my brother. And
yeah.
and this is like blowing their minds. And the kids yeah, from Raglan yeah. are like, yeah, it's all good, you know.
It's pretty funny, eh? It's nice, though. They're like, it's classic small community buzz. It's a bit different, you know, when you get into, like, the cities and stuff, because it's so far, it seems so far away, you know?
Yeah.
This whole world. It's like, whoa, I think that's, yeah, it's one thing I noticed with, like, you know, a place like LA or something, you know, it's kind of like Raglan in a way. It's the similarities with Raglan where, like, I don't know, like, say if someone has done some big stuff.
Yeah.
It's not unusual for you to end up at a party with, I don't know, Justin Bieber or something, you know.
Right, okay.
Around, you know.
Yeah.
They all live there. So that is a pretty strange thing.
So no one's particularly impressed by a famous person in LA?
No, not at all. But also, yes. Also, yes. But, like, it's a more of a common thing. I think.
So did you end up at a party with Justin Bieber?
I didn't, no.
You didn't. I didn't, okay.
But I've had friends who have just, like, turned up and it's like, you know.
Okay. Hey, now, when you were down here, well, when I saw you when you were down here, you were shooting videos, and I mentioned that before, and you'd played at Soulscape the evening before, so there mm-hmm. was a whole lot of footage to go out into a video. Have we seen that out yet, or is that coming soon?
Yeah, it just came out this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it dropped at 6 a.m. So, yeah, you can go and have a look at that if you guys want it.
So is that just
30
for
a minute long?
Oh, it's, okay. So it's the whole. It's a. It's not just a single. It's like all
it's
all,
the whole EP.
The whole EP.
Live from Soulscape.
Okay. And yeah. And did you put in the footage of you around town and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's all in there. I think you got a little feature in there.
Well, that's where this was going to, was to see if I made the cut.
You did make the cut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think, your voice, definitely, we got a little voiceover of you in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wicked. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, because I just sent that off and I didn't know if that was going to happen or not, so that's kind of...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's cool. It's been quite happy it's out. It's been quite intense. but it was such a cool project to work on. But I think just there was a 9-piece band that was, and that we're all learning new songs, so that was a lot of rehearsing, and then mixing that with the film crew, getting all their takes, and if we don't get our takes, it's it's just like it's quite tricky.
Yeah.
I think we managed to pull it off.
So when you're playing, it's kind of like, this is important, you've got to get it right, but relax and play well. Is it like that?
Yeah. Well, it's weird for me, because I'm like, you got to sing it well, but also, like, you kind of got to perform it to the camera as well, which is just as important, because if I'm, I could sing it really well, but if it looks boring, then...
Yeah, it doesn't just doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't quite translate very well.
Yeah, yeah. A question for you: How do you judge your success out there? I mean, there's the standard thing is sales or plays or things like that. But what does success mean for you with all this?
I don't really know. I've always been trying to. What's the measure of success? I don't really know, to be honest. Like, for me, it's also gradual. I think for everybody else, it's like, whoa, he's done that. But, in the background, I've just been chipping away at everything. It feels like ages. So I don't really know. Like, I wouldn't say I'm like, crazy successful. I don't really know. Like, I don't really know how to answer that question. Like, but there's sometimes I'm like, I will find myself in moments where I'm like, whoa, how did I end up here? like the Jack Johnson thing was one of those where I was just like,
yeah,
how am I like just back here? Like, I was literally just teaching him. I was like giving him and his band a lesson.
I didn't realize that was happening. That's wicked.
I was like, how did this happen? It's pretty funny. And then, which was kind of cool. And then the times, like, I was in Berlin, and, I had the session, walk in, and one of the guys who actually produced Lady Trouble, walk in, and it's just like a big Amy Winehouse Grammy on the windowsill.
Right.
and then it's just like, produced by Peanut, Back to Black. And I'm just like, whoa. Are you the guy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So there's certain times like that where it's like, oh, wow, okay, cool, maybe I'm getting something.
And the funny thing to contrast that is I was looking, we just had Maui Dolphin Day here again, and I was looking at photos from, I think they were 2016, and there was a photo of you and one of your mates playing to, a handful of people in the back of a truck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's...
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's where you come from.
Yeah, that was the first. Oh, man, you got to do the hard yards.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Bad enough. Yeah. That's cool, though. That's still nice. So maybe I'll come back one day. I was meaning to go down to the Maui Dolphin Day.
You know what I'd love to see you involved is the Whangaroa Talent Factory. I don't know if Brian and Naomi have told you much about that. We get the kind of rangatahi, the teenagers in town to come and perform, and we have some mentors. So like Reiki and Kaya have been mentors, and blow their minds if you're a mentor one day.
I've done that before. I think I've done it.
I think Naomi was trying to get you once, but then you were too busy because you do seem to be very busy. So
yeah, I am quite busy nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did something.
Yeah,
school.
Probably up at the school. Yeah, this is independent of the school. But anyway, never mind. We won't worry about that. Folks, we are talking to Meraki, and a new EP, Time Zones, is out. I did have one more question about that, actually. What music were you listening to leading up to that influenced the music you played?
Let me just pull up I got a Spotify playlist.
Okay.
People
would like to get...
I think I was listening to a bit of Childish Gambino.
A bit of which?
Childish Gambino.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was listening to some Parcels, the Chet Faker, Summer Little. Who else? Yeah, Black Odyssey. I think this was kind of like referencing things. So we got Partly Gap by Jimi Hendrix in there.
Okay. And are you listening? Like, at that time when you know you're going to be producing some more music, are you listening with intent, really?
No, I'm just like, man, this is kind of what I'm into right now.
Yeah.
How can we kind of, like, pull this? I think I was listening quite a lot of Kanye West as well.
Okay.
That was, yeah. So, I think I was just, you know, didn't really... Yeah, it is with intent, but also, like, what little tiny aspect of this could I use, potentially, you know, production world, you know. I think when we're writing the song, it's pretty just, like, you kind of just got to see where you end up. But when you get into, like, the production world and, like, finishing off a song that's already written,
yeah,
then you can start, I start pulling from different influences.
Okay, right.
Mainly, maybe, like, grooves, like, tempos. I'll be like, I like the tempo of that song, you know.
Right.
I like, you know, the groove of this song. Can we do something in this world?
So I've got to wrap up in a minute, but I see that you're actually going to the UK soon.
Berlin.
Why have I got in UK written on my notes here? That's wrong, obviously, but never mind.
That's all right. Well, I'll probably end up there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll go over and visit.
So we know why you're going to Berlin. You're talking about your partners there, so...
Well, she's here now, but it was actually my idea to go. I don't think she wants to leave Redmond now. She moved down, so...
There's a lot of that. Yeah, people come here, they never want to leave.
Yeah, they get stuck. She was quite happy to leave Auckland. But as soon as she got back down to Redmond, I was like, okay, you go to Germany. And she was like, oh, baby.
But you're, I mean, you're not just going there for a visit, I presume. You're, like, taking your career there?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, man, I think I've got another interview coming in.
Have you? Okay, they're trying to call you.
Let me try and just, like, hold them up.
Okay, all right. Well, we're nearly finished here, so, yeah. Folks, we are talking to Meraki.
Yes. It's all good. I'll just let it ring out.
Okay. Well, I've actually, my next interview's turned up here in the studio as well, so it probably is time to move on.
All right. Well, yeah. Really nice to chat to you.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, people in town love to see. You know, like I probably said this last time I spoke to you, as one of the group of parents who around, you know, had kids around your age. We saw you around town as a little kid and all that kind of stuff. It's just, and it's fun for us just to see what's happening with what you're up to, as it is with all of our kids. But you're a little bit more visible than some of them.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. No, that's cool, man.
And when will we see you play again in Raglan? Might it be like Soundsplash in a year or something like that?
I don't know. I'd hope to come back and do, my own show at some point. I just got to find, like, I think last time, the venues are a little bit small. I think everyone gets a bit squashed. Last time I played in the Yacht Club, everyone was a bit squashed.
Right.
About the bat.
I think the town hall's the biggest one we've got, isn't it? Oh no, there's the there's the club.
Like, the club, yeah. But I don't know. Whoever's doing it, we tried to do the club. Actually, I'm gonna call them out now because they've tried to charge me too much money. It's so expensive to hire out the club.
I think there was a time when there was this Irish guy Tom was getting lots of gigs in there, like Don McGlashan was there and other people. But then they've people running the club decided they didn't like that, so I think they don't really want too much of that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I reckon it'd be cool though. I tried to do one, but they tried to charge me $2,000 to do it. I was like, I don't know if I can afford to do that.
People probably think you're rich now because you're famous, but
yeah. Well, this is
New Zealand.
I've got a band to play again.
Yeah. No, we get it. Yeah.
I'm definitely keen.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back and do something.
Cool. All right. Well, we look forward to that when that happens, man.
Yeah, sweetheart. Yeah. Alrighty.
Thanks, Meraki. See ya.
See you later. Bye.
Okay, folks. That was Meraki there. You all know who he is. I don't need to tell you. And what am I doing now? I'm moving on. Yes, I do have another interview ready to go. We're going to be looking at its health. I'm just going to say health at this point. I'll get my mind around it in a moment, and we'll be back shortly.